The season of Lent is almost here. Beginning Ash Wednesday, February the 18th, our podcast will bring you daily inspiration, but we want you to have the full experience. We are proud to announce the publication of the book, The Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. This book is the perfect companion to the audio devotions you will hear on this podcast. It contains personal reflections for each day of Lent, focusing on the good news that Christ brought when He walked among us, a message that resonates just as powerfully for us today. You can find the book on Amazon right now in paperback, hardback, and ebook forms. Get your copy today and get ready for the journey.
Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
As mundane as dirt. This devotion was written by Jill Pope and read by Susan Daves. Our scripture is from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 2. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Sometimes I think we have completely forgotten how to be humble. So I asked myself, what does it mean to be humble? I looked it up and I reviewed the etymology. Quote, from the ground, as in humus, unquote. For the language lovers listening, how mundane. But on the other hand, how profound. From the dirt, just like every other creature on the planet, we are all mundane from birth until death. As I pondered the world I live in, I realized that the humble are among us. They simply disappear in a crowd unless we intentionally search for them. They are quiet, almost invisible, and small, intentionally. They move among us whispering, not about themselves, but to check on others, to ask questions like, are you all right? And to thank others. They do not point out wrong and shout, but they do ask, can I help? They do clean up messes, hug liberally, and provide nourishment for the stomach and the soul. They show up. They look with both eyes open, seeing the hurt and ugliness in the world, and yet seeking out the good and beautiful that sits waiting amongst it all. They hear the shouts, the hurt, and the anger, and yet, instead of yelling back, they shed a tear, sweep up the broken pieces, offer a kind word, and ask if they can be of help. They break the bread, offer to run the errand, and give up a seat. They do not wear their pride like armor to protect themselves from perceived slights. They bare their hands, not arms, in order to do the work Jesus asks of us in the service of God's creation. For all the imperfection we see in the world, let us not forget that it is nothing more than a mirror of our own humanness and imperfection. Why do humans feel the need to point out imperfections and flaws? When we see someone stumble, do we stand by and say, well, if they had been paying attention, they would have seen that stumbling block? Or do we help them up from their fall, ask if they are okay, and help them push the stone from the path so that we do not stumble in the future? We should all realize how little value there is in spending our time focusing on the dead ends and hollow words of our mundane humanness and imperfections. Let us direct our attention and others to what can be done in love. At each moment, shouldn't we choose a next step that draws us closer to the way? A step that can help us and others focus on what is of value? For the humble among us quietly share the love of God by focusing on what really matters. Let us pray together. God, help us to accept that we are mundane. In humility, may we accept that we are all of this earth, and show us how to value what matters. May we clear paths, offer support, and encourage those around us. Help us to heal wounds, not create them. In quietness and confidence, please guide us with the strength that needs no pride. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.
When Christ walked among us, he brought good news that changed the world. That message is just as vital for us today. To help you focus your heart this season, we've released The Good News, Grace for All Devotions for Lent 2026. Inside, you'll find devotions for every single day of the season. It is designed to be a daily companion to the podcast episodes we will begin airing on Ash Wednesday, February the 18th. Read along with us. The book is available on Amazon in ebook, paperback, and hardback editions. Search for The Good News, Grace for All, and order yours before Lent begins.